The evening of Wednesday, December 30th, was a memorable one in the household of Agent A.A. Dewey. Remembering it later, his wife said, "Alvin was singing in the bath, The Yellow Rose of Texas. The kids were watching TV, and I was setting the dining room table for a buffet. I'm from New Orleans. I love to cook and entertain, and my mother had just sent us a crate of avocados and black-eyed peas and, oh, a heap of real nice things. So I decided we are going to have a buffet, invite some friends over, the Murrays and Cliff and Dodie Hope. Alvin didn't want to, but I was determined. My goodness, the case could go on forever, and he hadn't taken hardly a minute off since it began. Well, I was setting the table, so when I heard the phone, I asked one of the boys to answer it. Paul. Paul said it was for Daddy, and I said, you tell them he's in the bath. But Paul said he wondered if he ought to do that, because it was Mr. Sanford calling from Topeka, Alvin's boss. Alvin took the call with just a towel around him. Made me so mad. Dripping puddles everywhere. But when I went to get a mop, I saw something worse. That cat. That fool Pete up on the kitchen table gorging crab meat salad. My avocado stuffing. The next thing was, suddenly Alvin had hold of me. He was hugging me, and I said, Alvin Dewey, have you lost your mind? Fun's fun, but the man was wet as a pond. He was ruining my dress, and I was already dressed for company. Of course, when I understood why he was hugging me, I hugged him right back. You can imagine what it meant to Alvin to know those men had been arrested. Out in Las Vegas. He said he had to leave for Las Vegas straight away, and I asked him hadn't he ought to put on some clothes first? And Alvin, he was so excited, he said, gosh, honey, I guess I've spoiled your party. I couldn't think of a happier way of having it spoiled. Not if this meant that maybe one day soon we'd be back living an ordinary life. Alvin laughed. It was just beautiful to hear him. I mean, the past 2 weeks had been the worst of all. Because the week before Christmas, those men turned up in Kansas City. Came and went without getting caught, and I never saw Alvin more depressed. Except once when young Alvin was in the hospital, had encephalitis, we thought we might lose him. But I don't want to talk about that.